but not necessarily country folk. Country folk can be calm. Rednecks are, I think, more of a definite part of that.
Okay. People who don't have enough money to live are?
They're poor.
Mm-hmm. And people who work on a ranch, they're not like the ranch owners, but...
Cowboys, cowmen,
somebody maybe who doesn't
ranch
work
hand.
Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A person who digs gold out of the ground is...
Miner. Mm-hmm.
And the mother of Jesus is...
Mary.
And the woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child is...
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
No, I didn't. Oh. It ran for so long that I never... It came at the wrong time, or it wasn't my kind of show, I guess.
Well, there's no other... I just have to ask you to say this word for me. Could you pronounce Nelly for me?
Nelly?
Uh-huh.
Nelly.
it was one of the characters on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay.
An unordained preacher who would come around, travel around, and maybe wasn't very good at what he did. What would you call that?
You're talking about going back in the early times. I guess he's a circuit rider.
Okay. How about a jackleg? Did you ever hear jackleg in reference to that?
Yeah, but not in reference to... a jackleg is somebody, a pretender.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's a not a non-professional.
Mm-hmm.
You could say he's a jackleg carpenter,
mm-hmm.
or a jackleg bricklayer, or something like that.
So you could say he's a jackleg preacher.
You could, but I've never used it in that sense.
Okay. The person who defends you in a law case is your
lawyer,
and the person who decides the case,
judge.
Okay, these are some body parts. Now this is
hair,
and these are
ears,
mm-hmm. and a man has a
beard,
and this is my
mouth,
mm-hmm. and one of these
teeth.
Uh-huh. One of them is a. One of the teeth is a.
Any one molar?
Just one. Just one teeth is a.
Oh, a tooth.
And this is my
leg.
Mm-hmm. And we can move our arms and legs because we have
joints.
Uh-huh. And this is my
neck.
And I might have a sore
throat.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
foot.
Uh-huh. And two of them are
feet.
And let's see, what did I miss? This is my
stomach.
Mm-hmm. I think I got them all.
No, that's a lot of other good parts.
If you're not weak, you are
strong.
Uh-huh. And there's a phrase that you use to say that you're kind of queasy. You're sick, something, something, something.
Nauseous.
But you're sick. It's having to do with your stomach. You're sick.
Upset stomach. Nauseated.
But you would say, I'm sick, something, something, stomach.
Sick at my stomach?
Yeah,
sick,
very good. Very good.
Yeah. Normal.
Okay. If I've been talking too long and I can't talk anymore, it's because I'm...
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if your joints are inflamed and you're having pain, that's called...
I've got it. Arthritis.
Oh, awful.
Mm-hmm.
The pain, the bad pain that you get down here is...
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And a disease which is dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat. We get inoculated against it now, so we don't get it anymore. But
starts as a sore throat. Inoculation? Golly.
Dip something.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we got rid of smallpox. That's what they got.
We hope.
Tetanus, smallpox, diphtheria, DPTs. That's what we
that's right,
gave
huh?
to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids who are your age.
Mm-hmm.
DPTs.
Mm-hmm. The disease that comes from tick bites in Colorado. Just in Colorado.
I don't know.